they ain't gotta be in it. You don't have to do everything.
Bad songwriting.
One day, I was smoking strange. When I met a penguin, goddamn it, he was deranged. We were talking soccer, then it all fucking changed. I saw him press record and upload it to his page. Oh, that deranged penguin. For an Antarctic bird, he should talk fast. Oh, that deranged penguin. He made me an unwilling victim of his podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, guess what? It's the Deranged Penguin Podcast, Mini Penguin, Part 3 of 3.
Save the best for last.
Isn't there a song like that? How's that go?
Save the best.
Save the
you
best.
You can save the best for last.
Save the best for last.
You can save it.
Oh, it's a, what you call it? They were like, you save the best. They say the best for last.
Oh, you're thinking of Vanessa Williams, right?
Yeah, I think so. How's that song go?
Oh, she's like, another song is something else.
Yeah. You went
down, but down. This world of grace and praise.
That one.
You say the best for last.
I think we could look it up, but we won't.
It makes sense now.
To be funny. We'll just try to remember it throughout the show. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a great jam-packed show for you today. Here on the Penguin.
Something like that.
You will be down the same and dance. I don't know the song.
Something like that.
I don't know any of the words. speaking of songs, on tonight's show, I think we're talking about this as we went to the Cheesecake Factory. Oh, they do crank out cheesecakes there.
They do.
That and giant portioned meals.
They do.
I didn't
look pregnant before.
I think we both came out pregnant for various reasons. I think, you know, like, they make a killing there during the holiday season for a lot of reasons. You know, it's like, oh, we can get a cheesecake for the family. But also because people are shopping, especially this weekend.
It's the only place to
eat. You're like, you guys want to eat? Because it really is kind of a nice place.
Yeah, semi-fancy.
Yeah, but then it could fit.
You're feeling good. Yeah. You're feeling like spending a little money.
Get a little bonus in your pocket. And you can fit all 8 people in your family that you're with in one of the giant booths.
Yep.
Yeah, and then you eat a giant portion of food. Cheesecake Factory might be the best American restaurant.
Beef. The giant beef. I think would be correct.
Here's the thing. We went to the Spurs game this week, and we got to do one of my favorite things. I put it right up there with probably one of the best things you could
do. Watch dancers?
In this world. No, because those dancers look weird when you see them dancing up like that.
They do.
When you're 13, it's great. When you're, you know, 30, they just look like...
Maybe you get a job.
Yeah, a little bit get a job. But I got to do one of my favorite things ever, and that is boot someone out of my seat. Yeah, with my ticket, like with all the authority and power of my seat, you know, my
tell
ticket.
They're wrong.
Excuse me, you're in my seat.
Get it up. Get it out.
Yeah. Is there a greater feeling than that? I submit to you that there is not...
I don't think so.
Well, actually, you get to enjoy it. You get to do the honors because you were, like, up there.
You get to stand there.
As they pack it up.
Impatiently. Can't wait to sit in my rightful seat.
I always enjoy
after
the ones
you wrongfully
that,
get out.
Yeah, there's a few ways this could go. It could be, like, confusion. Like, what? No, this is my seat. Oh, wait, I'm in 116A. won, and I thought it was
those even, are fun too. Because then you get little ticket comparison. Like, I can read. Can you?
Yeah, it's almost like you're a lawyer, right? You know, ladies and gentlemen of the jury,
all your legal docs.
Exhibit B, my ticket. You know, one time my parents went to a playoff game. They let them into the wrong game. They were there for like. I think it was not them, it was the other people. They got let into the game. So they had the same seat, so they were both looking at it like, what, this is the same seat. Then they saw that the other people had, like, game B. It was a game two game. Wah, so, that was kind of whack. But, it can go that way where you have the confusion, and then it could go the way it went last night or the other night.
Extra embarrassing for that couple, right? Because they got all excited to go to the game.
Yeah.
They were wrong the whole time about what game they were supposed to go to. And then the next time, the next night when the game B occurs, you're not as excited anymore. Like, oh, we can go again this time.
Yeah.
We're allowed to go this time and sit in those seats again.
They always remember that they mess it up.
Yep.
They'll probably be those grandparents that are like, check your tickets, because when I was
a kid... on the wrong night. Why would we?
Like, what? You just know what game you're going to, Grandpa. Olds. They had to type it up on a typewriter. No, so it can go the way that it went this night, where they know they're in the wrong seat. And so they immediately, like, oh, yeah. They quickly try to shuffle.
You got
us. Look, I mean, I used to, like, not mind sitting in the wrong seat, but I really don't want to deal with that. Like, I want to watch the game. I don't want to watch the people coming up the aisle and think,
I hope they're not coming for you.
Are they coming to my seat? Are they the ones?
They finally showed up.
It's like you're
late.
It's like you're a fugitive from the law, right? You know, like if you escaped from prison and you found a little shack, you changed your name and you
some
work as a
just
bus
don't
driver.
Care.
And then you're just always wondering when they're going to come knock on your door.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's the worst kind of prison. This is the fat man coming up the aisle that's going to boot me out of my seat. So that's fun. That was fun. Fun times at the Spurs game. So speaking of cheerleaders, you said that you wanted to talk a little bit about the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders.
Yeah, speaking of cheerleaders, I did waste a bit of time this week watching... I don't even remember what they call it. They air it on CMT. I think it's old. It was from, like, 2012 or something.
Dallas Cowboys, like, making the team or something?
Oh, you know this show.
I mean, what else could it be called?
You know it well.
I've seen it on a couple times.
Your DVD collection, you pervert.
Private time.
It's just so stupid. It's like... It's first, there's, like, these old ladies... them. There's, like, the choreographer is an old lady, and then the head of the team lady. These old ladies that are just, like, judging these young chicks.
Wait, when you say old, how old are they? Like, 60? Aren't they, like, 40 or 50 or something like
that? They're probably in their early 50s.
Yeah. I think they used to be Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders, like...
judging a young woman's game. And it's just, the whole thing just looks stupid and made up. They're like, we got to be ready for that first game. And I'm like, you know, they're probably having that exact same conversation in the locker room where the guys are, but they're actually, like, training for that first game to play in that first game. And these ladies are over here talking about getting their leg kicks right and doing it as one person and how somebody's legs look too stumpy, like... She can't even help that. I don't even know what they're talking about. It's just really stupid.
Well, I mean, I see what you're saying. Like, I can see it from a performance aspect, right? You're like, okay, this is dancing. They're putting on a show. But then they're not really putting on a show.
Yeah, maybe they're actually doing something athletic, like gymnastics type stuff.
Yeah.
Flips and stuff. They don't do any of that. They just toss their hair around.
So yeah.
Majorly what they do is hair flips.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's the
thing.
They have
people trying out for the squad that have no dance experience.
Mm.
Like, oh, if I just would have taken a few dance classes, I think I would have made it this time.
Yeah, imagine if you
really
had that the other way. Like,
go get a job.
Like, yeah, I've never played football before, but I really would be able to.
But I probably have a shot of making it, though.
Because of my sex appeal.
Just going to get out there and jiggle.
I mean, that's really, because, I mean, what do you say to the girls that are like, no, I appreciate the dance aspect, like the little girls that are like, I want to be a dancer, Dallas Cowboy cheerleader dancer, because they dance.
Be like, no, honey, there's no such thing as a Cowboys cheerleader dancer, because they don't dance. You can go be a dancer. Go learn ballet, learn jazz dance, yeah. Ballroom dancing.
Interpretive dancing.
Whatever, be a tree, but being a Cowboys cheerleader, that's not dancing.
He's not dancing, no.
No.
I mean, well, you said something about that, right? Like something about sex appeal, and they're like,
Yeah, one of the girls, like their note for her after their little performance, like, well, she has like some sneaky, like some hidden sex appeal. Like, yeah, Kelsey, you have like hidden sex appeal. And she's like, oh, thank you. Just jiggling her boobs. Like, what?
Is the sex appeal hidden in your bra?
And don't they always pretend when they're, like, presenting what they do to the public that it's wholesome and, like, for the family? It's good old fun that they bring out there.
I mean, all of it is, it is just, like, a big game everybody likes to play. Yeah, it's advertised that way because they're like, yay, little girl, you could be like me.
But we know the truth.
But also, we're going to go. We're going to go fly to the beach. So that way we can do a calendar.
We can see their uniforms.
So that way you can look at her titties.
Like a real cowgirl would have that much skin exposed. You know how many chances you have of being injured on your ranch if you're half naked?
Yeah, it's not really ideal.
We know what's going on.
But they're popular, right?
It's just stupid. I mean, everybody. I don't even understand why. They're like world known. Why?
Well,
what makes them so much better than any other team?
Well, it's because the Dallas Cowboys are America's team. That's what it is.
They had a girl from Australia come from Australia just to try out.
I think the only other dance team, like sportsy dance team, that is as popular, like right near it, maybe has a chance to be in this conversation, are the Laker girls. And a lot of this is a function of the success of the team. The Cowboys went to...
So you just want to be, like, the squad associated with the great team?
Well, no. Like, so, like, the Cowboys won, like, 5 Super Bowls in the 60s and 70s, right? And then that's when everybody kind of knew the Cowboys, and the Cowboys also had the cheerleaders. And they were purposefully dressed the way they were, where it's, oh, it's Cowboys, but look at their titties hanging out. That way. So when people got their first exposure to it, that's what they saw. You know what I mean? You're like, oh, the Cowboys, the football team in America, they also have those cheerleaders, right? You know, that was kind of the whole deal. And the Laker girls, that was more because the Lakers were winning everything in the 80s. So everybody, you know, that's why you wanted to be a Laker girl, because it was the team winning things, you know? So all that said, Spurs Silver Dancers, I guess.
Speaking of old ladies.
You said they looked like moms.
They all had on, like, costumes when we saw them.
It was Comic-Con night.
So they had on a ton of makeup, like, even more than usual.
Yeah.
And they just looked so old.
So you never wanted to be a cheerleader dancer chick?
No, man. No.
You never wanted to flip your hair around?
No,
in support of the team?
No.
I feel like, you flip your hair around enough times, it helps you make free throws.
It's so exclusive when... hair flipping is a part of the routine. What if your hair doesn't flip? What if you want to wear a style where it doesn't flip, or you have your hair short and like one of the dance moves you have to do is flip that hair that you don't have? Like, why is this one of our moves in a dance?
I mean, yeah, a lot of it is, you know what it is, it's just like, hey, look at these chicks. All that is.
These chicks being super chicky.
Yeah, and all the dances are really just, like, variations of, like, stripper moves, you know what I mean, that have been okayed.
Yeah,
you know what
basically.
I mean? And, you know, there's a bunch of leering dudes that liked it, and, you know, that was I mean, sports were not really family entertainment, like NBA basketball, that kind of stuff, indoor things where you had cheerleaders, that kind of thing. It was always kind of dudes' time to go look at the chicks there, you know? I was talk about the time. We went to a high school football game, and there's an old dude there. And he's like, I don't know how you guys don't walk around with the boner all day. I was like, wow, that was the creepiest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Gross, sir?
Yeah. I mean, so, you know, it's
they
always...
They should get rid of cheerleaders.
Yeah, I mean... What do you think about all the tumbling thing? You know, they go to cheerleading titles or whatever.
The competitions and stuff. I mean, I guess.
Yeah.
Stick to that. You don't got to be at the game.
Well, and that's the thing, too, is, like, they do that, but then they wear the skirts. Like, do you need a skirt to wear that?
Yeah.
You can wear what the dudes are wearing, right? Like, that full body outfit or whatever?
You can all wear pants.
It's just a weird half-world women.
You're like, wait, no, but then we won't look. Oh, wait. Yeah, mm-hmm. That's your goal, isn't it? Put some pants on. Get a job.
That's funny. So, it's Christmas time. Ladies and gentlemen.
It's Christmas time. What? Now, what is it? You know that song?
Simply having the mind of
Christmas. No, not that one.
I hate that
it's
song.
Like, it starts as like, it's Christmas time. You know?
I don't know that song.
And it gets, when it goes on, it's like, do they know it's Christmas time at all? Do 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 do.
I think I know that song, but I don't really care. I mean, whatever.
It's when I was, like, newish, made up one. I don't know if it's, like, a cover of a real song, and they turned it Christmassy.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even know. Here's the thing about Christmas songs. I mean, you might get burnt out. I used to work in a mall back in my ute, and, oh, man, I just got burnt all the way out on some Christmas songs. It's everybody's Jessica Simpson, Shania Twain.
Well, you can get burnt down on a lot of stuff working in retail.
Well, yeah.
Any music they put on repeat.
But especially because it's there's not a whole lot of Christmas songs. And, like, they mix it up by putting different people singing the same songs. It's like Silent Night Another by Jessica Simpson, Christina Aguilera, Shania Twain, you know, Rihanna. Fucking everybody that's ever had a recording contract records a Christmas album. And they play it for you at the mall from 9 to 9 or 9 to 10. Extended Christmas hours, everybody. So it's a beating. And I think I've compiled a list. And we'll talk about it because I have favorite ones still. I think on our next, like, full episode when we have the other two people on there, we'll talk about our favorite Christmas songs.
Mm-hmm.
But right now I want to talk about your least favorite. Your bottom five.
Bottom five?
Well, all right, you know. I think maybe between us two. Because I definitely have a few. Like four.
Bringing in the whole five.
I think a new entrant into this five, my bottom five, is Little Saint Nick.
God. Yeah, that Beach Boys song?
Yeah. I don't know. It's not a bad song. It just sounds stupid. And I never hear, like, the beginning of it. So I just hear, it's a Little Saint Nick.
Little Saint Nick.
So it feels like I'm just walking around and then somebody's shouting that to me as I'm going through my day. And I hate it. It sounds stupid.
I don't get what it's about. Why is he small?
I don't understand. That's the thing, too. Is like most of these songs, I don't really listen to all the lyrics of them. And it's always surprising when you find out, you know, like things of like the... Everybody likes to point out that, you know, it's cold outside. It sounds a little rapey, but... To me, it's more like flirty, you know, when she says, hey, what's in this drink? It's,
yeah, they're playing with each other.
Yeah, yeah. And they're like, what?
She ain't talking about Spanish Fly.
I don't know what the Little Saint Nick is about, nor do I really want to know.
Nobody knows.
But I think it sounds dumb because it has, you know, it sounds like a Beach Boys song. And I think all those songs, I don't really know what the hell they're talking about. They're harmonizing about whatever. You know, like
that's what they do best.
Yeah, I have a printer. A printer. They could, yeah, sing about anything. I don't know what Little Saint Nick is about. Do you have the lyrics in front? Hold on. I think my dog agrees with me.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, screw that song. Yeah.
So do you know what the song's about?
I found the lyrics. So they're just talking about way up north where the air gets cold. So they're just, like, describing Santa Claus, I guess.
So is it Saint Nick? Are they talking about him?
Yeah, they're just, like, describing him and what he's up to. And so, and then the run reindeer.
They're just
like describing Santa Claus and his sleigh.
So
he's not a small Santa. I can stop thinking that.
Did you think it was like a little guy?
Yeah. Like, I was like, little tiny Saint Nick, like a little special beach gnome Saint Nick or something.
Yeah, like, nah, this Santa helps a regular one. Like, it was like that. It was like his little buddy.
It's the tiny one. I don't know.
Six Money needs a breather.
They were schooling us on this special small Santa.
I thought that's what it was about to learn. they just say the little Saint Nick?
Yeah, they're just talking about...
What makes him little, beach boys?
I think they're just so cool that they can say he's little.
Hey, little Saint Nick.
Yeah.
That's even like worse. That. Get out of here, beach boys with your little Saint Nicks. I hate that song. Now it's going to be stuck in my head again. You had one, right? I think it's one of a lot of people's favorites.
The Little Drummer Boy.
Yeah. Why do you hate that one?
It just sounds kind of stupid.
Everybody loves it. They're like, oh, that's so great, right?
Like, describing the sound of the drum with words.
Rum-pum-pum.
That
pum,
just sounds dumb. Rum-pum-pum-pum. I don't like it.
I think everybody likes the fact that, you know, like, they can, like, harmonize together, right? Me and my drum.
I don't like pretending to be a drum.
Boom. Is that what you don't like? It's the... I don't like the...
I think it sounds a little bit
different. I don't like how we retcon the story of, like, the nativity thing. And it's like, oh, yeah, by the way, there was a little kid. And he was like, you know what? I'm going to play a little drum solo for you, Jesus.
There's that, too.
I ain't got nothing, but...
There's that, too. You listen to the Jackson 5's version.
Oh, God.
Little Mikey, yeah. He put some roan on that drum.
How does he do it?
The drum definitely can't do that.
How does he do it?
He does like, rum-pum-pum-pum.
Yeah, drums can't do that.
Yeah.
You can't have a whammy bar on your drum.
But he did. Yeah,
me
so
and
not
Matt.
My favorite.
Drum.
I don't know if it's my least favorite. I have to find... There's so many newer Christmas songs, and I know those are the most irritating ones.
Yeah, I don't like... I mean, I think I heard... Because... All right, so Gina has it on like, the Holly station on the radio in the car, the Sirius XM. So I get it in the car whenever after she's been driving it, and I get blasted by...
I notice the volume goes up after you've been driving.
That's because I change it to, my phone to listen to some podcasts. But, yeah, it's like Michael Bublé, right? Mr. Bublé over there blasting out all the holiday favorites. I saw the guy from... What is it? Matchbox 20? Rob Thomas?
Mm-hmm.
He was singing something about New York Christmas or something.
Really?
Yeah, it wasn't, that wasn't good either.
The newest ones are the worst.
They are. They just sound weird. I mean, there's only so many things that you can say about Christmas. And they're just like, hey, it's Christmas time again.
Little tiny Saint Nick.
Hey, remember me? I was in Matchbox 20. I mean, you know what other song I don't like? I mean, besides that. Just commenting on yours, Little Drummer Boy. I don't. I mean, it's fine. I guess I don't really. If it's done well,
you don't mind rump-a-pumping.
The thing is it starts out great, right? Because he starts out saying, "I play my drum for him," but it feels like it's building up to something, and then it just kind of ends because he just keeps doing it, rum, bum, and you're like. Are you going to hit us with a chorus or something? Like, what happens here? Like, no, that was it. I just played my drum for him, and it goes like this. That was it.
It's called The Little Drummer Boy.
Yeah. I guess he wasn't the little drummer lyricist either. Huh?
Nope.
I don't like the one about the kid talking about how his, like, mom was banging Santa Claus.
I saw mommy kissing Santa Claus.
Yeah, I mostly don't like...
It's supposed to be cute.
Yeah, whatever. I don't like the version because it sounds shrill and gross. The kid singing it. I saw mommy banging Santa Claus.
He doesn't say banging, but
well, what does he say?
Kissing.
Yeah.
You don't bang under mistletoe. There would be a lot more mistletoe.
I'm pretty sure that's where it was leading.
That's what you did under it.
I'm pretty sure that's where it was leading.
Bringing up mistletoe left and right.
Santa Claus.
Yeah, bang me right here. Oh, look where you stepped.
But yeah, I don't want that. I saw my kiss in Santa Claus. Ugh, just the worst. It's not a good song. Like
he's confused.
Yeah,
he doesn't know what he's singing.
I understand.
Oh, isn't it cute?
I get it. And it's a gimmicky song. I get it. I don't like it, though. Like, maybe the first time you hear it, like, okay, never let's hear it again, you know?
He obviously never got any resolution on that. He wrote a song about it. Nobody ever told him.
It's just, yeah, it's just him up in his room saying, you know what, I don't know what happened. Let me fire up up my computer and
Mommy?
Express my pain through my art.
Yeah. He was coping. The best he could.
It's a tragic song. Tragic. You have any other ones? Any other ones you hate?
That I hate? I'm getting there with that Mariah Carey one.
Yeah, I was going to say that one too.
And everybody loves to sing that one. Like, they all aren't Mariah Carey.
That's why.
Mariah Carey is not even Mariah Carey anymore. Nope. We all need to let that go.
Yeah, and did it get popularized by Love Actually?
I think it got repopularized.
When did that song come out?
By that. I don't know. Maybe in the
in
late
the
90s.
The dream of the night.
Back in the night.
You got the year?
Yeah, 94.
Oh. All so, I want
love
for
actually
Christmas.
Way later.
Yeah.
Is you. So this was her big thing back when she still looked wholesome. And, yeah.
Make my dreams come true.
Yeah, people should wear it out.
I don't like, you know, because the song is like this. It's like,
that's how it goes.
Boring. That's boring.
That's how it goes.
So, anyway, yeah, everybody thinks it could sing that song. That I had to sing it around
they
its time.
They are wrong.
Turns out, ladies and gentlemen, you can't sing that song, so please stop. I think I like that. That's a good point. Not even Mariah Carey. It's
no.
Mariah Carey anymore.
She can't do it anymore. You sure can't.
Yeah, because doesn't she have like a Christmas special she does every year, and then she can't even hit the high notes anymore?
I don't even know.
Say, may my dreams come true.
I think everything she does nowadays, people are talking about how she can't hit the high notes anymore.
She's so...
And that's fine. Yeah, so, your voice changes.
It's time for her to sing some Bing Crosby standards, you know?
In the words of the little Frozen lady.
Yeah.
Let it go.
Finally, I think this one super sucks. How many did we do? We did Lil Saint Nick, Lil Jump Boy, Mom Banging Santa Claus.
Not banging.
All I Want for Christmas. Mm-hmm. And now this one. This one, I think it's stupid, and it sounds bad. It's the Chipmunk song.
See, I don't hate that song. It's a little weird that they play it on the radio. But I kind of have fond memories attached to it. We had a Chipmunks, like, album when we were kids.
Yeah.
And so my mom would, like, put on the record for us at night. So I'm like, it reminds me of being a kid. And because it's so super goofy and kiddy...
Yeah.
It's weird when they play it, like, on the Christmas station. I'm like, really? I'm going to listen to the cartoon song right now.
I mean...
But I guess everybody has the same attachment to it.
All of these have a little bit of played-outness to them. And I think because of the nature of their songs, like, that one, you know, it's so irritating. I mean, you know, it's a high-pitched chipmunk thing. That's not something you want to listen to for more than 3 minutes. So when you hear it a lot over this period of time... It kind of burns it out. And when you hear it a lot over, you know, 10, 20 years, it really burns out. And I think that's what the case for me is. Yeah. Mostly for all these songs. Yeah, Little Saint Nick just sounds dumb.
Yeah.
Oh, Little Saint Nick.
Especially now that we know he's not even small.
I get it. It's like, who calls him? It's like, it's a little Saint Nick. Is that what they're trying to say?
It's Little Nicky.
These nerd Beach Boy dudes, man. Get out of here with that. What else do we have on tap today?
We went to the movies last weekend.
We did go to the movies last weekend. We saw
Creed.
Another movie that came out 30 years ago. It's everybody, hey, what came out 30 years ago? Let's do a movie.
Let's follow up.
Let's see what was happening way back then.
Because... Everybody who watched it back when it came out, they're like, they will go and see what's up now. They want to check back in with their favorite people.
Yeah, and everybody else is watching. So we're not watching it right now, and we're not going to spoil it.
About that.
I wanted to see it.
I heard you talk to Del about this.
Yeah, a little bit.
I'm not excited about it either.
Yeah. I mean, I want to watch it just because I'm a completist. You know, I watched all the three prequels.
I will check the box, but...
Yeah. I mean, yeah, all the marketing stuff just kind of threw me off.
Just like the old ones. They could have just stopped.
Those are just fine. But speaking of a guy that just won't stop making sequels, Sylvester Stallone.
Does what he does best.
Yeah. I mean, he famously turned, like, Rambo was supposed to end after the first one. Like, Rambo was supposed to shoot himself. But he's like, this will make a great series.
How many did they make?
Like, 7. He's going to come out with another Rambo, by the way.
He never got close to shooting himself.
Just kept on shooting other people. And so, another series that he has is, of course, Rocky. Probably is like the better one because he
Rocky loves Emily.
What?
You remember that Three Ninjas movie?
So you bring that up once a month.
Do you
Three
remember
Ninjas.
It? Do you remember?
We should all watch it. No, I don't really.
Do you remember it?
No, I don't remember that part.
No, you should watch it.
So Rocky was a great movie. I think I'm going to go ahead and call that great movie. You know, nominated for awards and things. The sequels less great, but definitely have cult followings, especially Rocky IV, because it's so kind of over the top.
I don't think I've seen that one.
No, you haven't seen that one.
I've only seen the first three.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you see Rocky IV if you want to just be like, wow, that's very 80s, you know? Montage, you know, everything that everybody's awesome made fun of all the time. Yeah. You know, fight with the Ruskies, that kind of thing. It's basically what they made fun of in Hot Tub Time Machine. Same shit. But they continue the series, is what I'm saying. But this time they actually decided to not just make a shitty sequel. They made a good one. This one's called The Creed.
The Creed.
It's called Creed. And it stars...
Michael B. Jordan.
Yeah. You know him from The Wire and maybe Fantastic Four, but given the fact that nobody ever saw that movie, you don't know him. From Fantastic Four. You know him from The Wire. You know him from Fruitvale Station. And I think, was he in something else? Wasn't he like in like one of these...
Something recently?
Yeah, movies about like teenage dudes or something like that.
Yeah, the one with Zac Efron.
Yeah.
And the guy that was in Whiplash.
Yeah.
Who played the drummer guy.
Who also was in the remake of Footloose, apparently.
Yeah.
What the hell was that about?
Yeah.
Well, continue on. Michael B. Jordan.
What was that movie called? Like, it was something about friends or some shit. I don't know.
About That Was Awkward or something like that? Is that what it's called?
Yeah, something like that.
That Awkward Moment.
There you go.
Yeah. I never
You're
saw it.
You're something.
Just got a good memory. What movie is that from?
I don't know.
Demolition Man. Boom. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Let's get to the point. Creed, was it good? Was it bad? Gina?
It was good.
How good?
Give it a... 3 out of 4 stars.
Okay.
Jalapenos.
All right. Somebody said, be sure to take your tissues with you.
Yes.
Is that a thing you should do?
If you're feeling super sensitive.
Emotional.
I mean, it's a little emotional, but, you know, it didn't make me cry.
I think one of the...
I didn't well up. Did you?
I did not.
Might tug at the male
eye
strings. I don't know. I guess I shouldn't leave such a pause.
Yeah, don't say that. Tug at the male... the thing I always remember about Rocky movies, right? Like, Rocky I, it was a good movie, right? I first saw Rocky II, on one of those Saturday afternoon matinee movies that comes on like Fox or something like that when I was a kid, and I forget the circumstances, but I just happened to be home. I was getting ready to go play basketball with like my friends or something, and I was just like waiting for them, and it was on, and I watched the whole movie. Just sitting
Did
there.
Did you know it existed already, or was this there's another one?
I knew it existed because by that time, like all five Rockies had come out already, but I had never watched it. Yeah, you know, my mom, everybody talked like Rocky's great. You know, but they had talked about it, or you know, people mentioned Rocky. You know, there used to be like a little toy, one of the things that you punch. It was like a Rocky toy. Anyway,
sure,
it was a thing. So I watched the whole thing, and at the end of Rocky II, you know, he's fighting. He starts out the fight with Apollo Creed, and Apollo Creed just jumps out and sticks him with the jab like 8 times straight in the face, and Rocky just not even blocking it. And, you know, I found myself, like, cheering the match like it was a real match, you know? I was like, hit him back, dude. Like, block him or something. Like, duck or move or something. And, I told my mom that, and she started laughing. She said, yeah, that was exactly what her grandmother did. She was watching it, too. She's like, oh, he never, like, blocks. And she's like, oh, hit him.
Hands up.
And my mom told the story. It was when they first went to go see Rocky or Rocky 2 in the movie theater, that it was the same thing. She was like, oh, come on, get your hands up, Rocky. Same thing happened in Creed, that the crowd was, like, reacting to the fight like it was a real fight. You know?
So yep.
There's a couple of times when there's I'm not saying that knockout blows, but like some haymakers thrown, and the crowd's like, oh, I found myself doing that too. Like, oh, dang.
Yeah. Wincing and ducking. Yeah.
There's a little bit of that. You were kind of doing that too. I saw you like
jumping back. Move like this.
And so as far as like immersiveness, like it was entertaining that way. You feel like, oh man, I'm into the movie. So the crowd was into it. It's kind of fun watching with the crowd when they're doing like that. People are like, oh.
I think my least favorite part of the movie is the love story.
A little bit.
I don't care so much about that.
Yeah, there was that stupid thing. What are you going to do? Are you going to be real? Are you going to be 100%? Like, oh, fuck, whatever.
Yeah, it felt a little rushed. I didn't really believe them being so into each other so quickly.
Yeah.
So
I think that's one thing as I get older and probably more experienced, you know, as a person in relationships, that I don't really buy movie relationships so easily anymore.
Yeah.
Like when I was a kid and they showed two people, like, of course they're in love because they met that one time.
He just said, I love you.
That's how you know. But now I'm like, what? She's just some chick. Why would you?
I know. Y'all went out like 2 times. What's the big deal?
Yeah, what's she just, whatever, what is he doing? Yeah, you got a crush on her? Is that what it is, really?
That's what it is.
And now I'm more...
Now you're a grandpa.
Now I more agree with all the other people. Like, well, let it go. It's not a big deal.
Don't just spit. Who even cares?
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, it's good. I also give it 4. You give it, what, 3 out of 4?
Yeah.
I give it 3.5 out of 4. It was a good movie.
I thought about 3.5. I'll stick with my favorite.
A lot of people are giving Sylvester Stallone, like, Oscar mentions. I mean, they're like, oh, you might win an Oscar for this. We might see Sylvester Stallone.
He was probably my favorite part.
Yeah, I think...
I love Rocky. Yeah. I love the character. He's such a big dope.
Yeah.
He's so sweet.
he did... And he went back to this in Rocky Balboa, the 6th movie in the series. This is the 7th movie, you know?
Yeah.
What I always thought was stupid was that, like, Rocky was just a dumb guy. And the whole story about Rocky was that he was just a dumb guy, a bum, a no good for nothing. He's stupid, and he can't even get this chick that's, you know, super shy. And then he gets a shot from the champ to actually, you know, get a title shot. And, you know, it is a story of him trying to overcome all that, you know, to show once and for all that he's not a bum. He's not worthless. His life has some meaning there. And that's why the movie's good, because it's that and not just a boxing movie. Like, oh, look at him box. He's going to try to box. You know what I mean? It's him, his story, his little journey there. And the sequels got further and further away from that, where Rocky is just like a, you know, just is like a caricature of himself. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I always say, it's like Rocky 2 is like Rocky gets revenge. Rocky 3 is Rocky beats up a caricature. And then Rocky 4 is Rocky sells communism. And they try to return, to like the roots of the series in Rocky 5, but that was just dumb. Because a lot of the series just was trying to react to whatever was going on in America at the time.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing I didn't like was that Rocky became – he lost the, like you said, the big dope part, and he was just all of a sudden just a guy. You know what I mean? And he was just like, yeah, well, you know, not all of a sudden he could read well or whatever.
Yeah.
And then the second one, he couldn't read for shit.
Yeah.
Smell manly? I don't know, you know. That stuff don't make me smell like a man. So that, yeah, this one, it's more returning to that – that he's always been that guy, you know? And all the rest was kind of a detour that we'll just forget happened.
Yeah.
What is he? You just like big dopes? Is that what you like, our stupid dog?
Yeah, it's just cute. So sad.
Yeah. Yeah, so this one, Rocky trains Apollo Creed's kid. That's the storyline.
Spoiler.
Yeah, so there you go. It's good. I thought I was like, ugh, it's going to be stupid. Creed.
Yeah, I wasn't real excited about seeing it, but I kept hearing that it was good.
No. So pleasantly surprised about that. Apparently everybody says that the new Star Wars is good, too.
Eh.
So hopefully. Hopefully that's good. There you go. There's our Rocky review, our movie review of the newest Rocky movie, Creed, in a theater near you. You know what movie I'm excited about seeing?
What?
Hateful Eight.
Are you?
Yeah.
I'm so sick of that preview.
Yeah.
Sam Jackson's shrill voice.
Samuel L. Jackson's always at same volume all the time.
And then the scene where...
And you shall know that I am the Lord.
Yeah, where they introduced the little area or character of conflict. The chick.
Jennifer Jason Leigh.
Yeah, and then he's going to... She's going to get taken to be hung, and she does the little, like, miming of it. I'm just like... I'm dreading seeing that scene in the actual movie now because I'm like, it's over. That scene is over. They need to cut that out because it's not going to be funny.
You have a real problem with that where you just don't like things repeated.
I don't.
It's so weird.
It doesn't stay fresh. Yeah, I'm not Rocky. I can't act like I'm entertained brand new. I'm not a kitten. It's like, I don't want to see your ball of yarn. This is not entertaining. Cut that scene out.
You don't even like... It's over. Well, you like rewatching certain movies, but not all the movies.
No.
Like, when I was a kid, we watched like Die Hard a bunch of times, or RoboCop a bunch of times. Like movies like that. Did y'all watch or rewatch movies a lot?
We rewatched a lot of comedy movies.
See, that's even harder because the comedy, there's like the surprise there. So if you know it's coming, it's not funny anymore.
It's funny because you know.
I guess you know the joke. What is this, Blue's Clues?
But I mean that most of the movies that I can rewatch are ones from when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And so it's that special attachment. It's things I watch now, I'm like, I never want to watch it again.
Speaking of movies when I was a kid, you know, we watched Home Alone again, right?
Yeah. The first one.
Yeah. Well, I it's funny seeing that movie as an adult again now because I was like, wow, they have a lot of fucking money, these people. Like,
and he was so tiny.
Yeah, there's that. Because when they have that gigantic house, you know what I mean? I don't know why I didn't know that at first.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, Marvin and Harry kind of mentioned that. They're like, oh, the house has a lot of stuff in there, like fine jewelry,
the
whatever.
The best one on the block.
Yeah, I guess I just didn't even know. I was like, dang, what do they do? What do they do for a living, these
I
two?
I know. And they only have... two kids? Is that right? I get confused about how many are actually theirs.
Was it
definitely Buzz?
And then Kevin. And one of those chicks theirs?
One of the girls? Maybe.
I think so.
Just three kids.
All right, so, well, I mean, obviously I think we've overanalyzed this movie too much, like we as a society, because I think a professor figured out that Marvin and Harry would have been killed, like, 16 different ways. They're like, that paint can flying at your face.
I think we could all just assume that from watching the first time. Yeah. It's not realistic.
But here's the thing that I noticed about myself. Is that when I was a kid and I was watching that, I never, ever thought that those things were things you could do in real life. Like the blowtorch to the head.
Yeah.
I just thought it was funny. It's
yeah,
like
it's basically
watching
like watching exactly.
But now when I watch it, I get a little bit concerned about them. Like, oh, what are, like, our kid's going to watch that? Is he going to want to do that, you know?
Like, it's your irrational adult reflexes start kicking in.
Yeah, I'm like, this is just not funny. And then I've turned into those adults
that's
that are like...
dangerous.
Yeah, this is inappropriate for children.
Yeah. Next thing you guys are going to set each other on fire.
There are some people that will watch it and set each other on fire.
Yeah,
and they ruin it for everybody.
They're stupid.
Stupid kids.
So you just got to know your kid. He got one of the stupid ones.
Hey, kid, are you stupid?
Maybe don't choke in the movie.
I just realized I have a scar on my leg from playing basketball the other day.
Scar?
Yeah.
Make it sound so dramatic. Well, it's like a scratch.
Sorry.
Oh my gosh, you're like bleeding.
Yeah, a scar.
Quit playing in it.
Just realized I had that right
what
now.
You do.
It's
a really intense game.
I tripped or something, and somebody tripped me. I forget what happened.
And then stabbed you?
No, it's not a stab.
How'd you get the gash?
It's like a scratch.
You tripped and then...
I just realized they opened up or something.
They shanked you with their shiv.
That's what happens at the Gold's Gym outside the hospital there, you know. Do you have a favorite Christmas movie?
Favorite Christmas movie? Probably, well, Home Alone 2 is one of my favorites.
Kevin.
And any old ones, maybe? I really like It's a Wonderful Life.
Now.
I used to think I hated it.
Yeah.
But now I know it's pretty good.
Yeah, you guys should go back and listen. This is like last year we talked about this.
It's The Family Man.
Yeah.
It's probably my favorite. It's like our tradition. We watch that movie every year.
Yeah, you know, because I like time travel movies like that. Or like alternate universe movies is what, most of what it is.
Yeah, and it's basically a Scrooge movie.
Yeah.
But a better version, I think. They did it well. I like that better than the traditional Scrooge movie. And the one with Bill Murray is just weird. I can't watch that one.
You know what? Speaking of, here's the thing. Bill Murray has a new special on Netflix.
Yeah, that holiday special thing.
Yeah, I feel like I'm the dude that pointed out the Emperor with no clothes. Fucking Bill Murray, what's the appeal again? Do we remember why we think he's so hilarious?
I think people get confused about the difference between him in movies and him
in real life.
Unscripted. Like, yeah, we like him in the movies he does. It doesn't mean we want to watch him all the damn time.
Yeah, like, I mean.
Bill Murray wipes his ass. He's so cool.
Look at him doing it. So detached.
I'm going to get this on a shirt. I need that screen printed.
Yeah, I agree. That special was awful. And they're like, that's what it's supposed to be. It's like deconstruct. Shut up.
No, it's just bad.
Can somebody just make something entertaining here? I mean, like, really?
Amy Poehler is in it.
You know what else I don't like?
Amy Poehler. All the in-between dialogue's just not funny.
No.
Yeah, she's not my favorite either. Her and Tina Fey, I'm like, they're both probably good writers.
No.
They write good comedy stuff, but they even got to be in it. You don't have to do everything.
Hey, you know, there's other people. There's other people that can maybe do that.
Get some of those other people to do it.
I think, yeah, they're just like, they try to do some comedy that I think is, that they're not the greatest at.
Yeah.
Like the previous for this new movie they're doing, Sisters.
Not feeling that.
Nah, man.
I can see the funny jokes, but watching them do it, not so funny.
No. We're talking about Chris. This is the continuing Nick Cage thing, because we had talked with Brad earlier this week about Nick Cage movies. Mm-hmm. I just watched a bunch of them.
Crappy action.
Yeah. Last night, again, I watched something with Nick Cage in it. I watched the story of Superman Lives or Superman Reborn, the failed Superman movie. And he was in that. I kind of lost respect a little bit for Tim Burton and a little bit Nick Cage. Just them talking about the movie and their candid moments, and they're like, yeah, you know, this it's almost like a child's swaddling cloth. Yeah, you know, like, and Tim Burton's like doing his weird hand movements where he's like, yeah, it's something like
with sunglasses on.
Yeah, and he's like, you know, it's like overly expressive guy where he has hunched shoulders and then he has like really loose hands, but then his arms are too close together and he's like just moving around.
Yeah.
Real arty like.
Just stay behind the camera.
It's almost like, you know, just the thing we hadn't really, you know, just feel like, why do these people talk like this?
It takes weird people to do the things they do.
Yeah. And it also makes you see how shitty movies get made. You're like, you look at it and you're like, how the did this come out? Then you realize, because it was like one guy going to pay for it and he was holding everything up. Like, well, the only way this is getting out there is if it has this stupid thing in it. You're like, well, let's put a stupid thing in it so we can get this movie made. It's dumb. It's great about the internet. You can put whatever you want out there. Nobody's preventing us from...
It's horrible about the internet.
Yes, that also, too. Nobody's preventing us from doing this podcast right now.
Maybe they should be.
They should be. Maybe somebody should be here. Did you listen to any other podcasts this week? You're the last one. You were supposed to be second, but Brad interrupted.
Yeah, we switched around the schedule.
Yeah.
So what's the question?
Did you listen to any of the other ones?
Of our podcasts?
Yeah, well, of them.
I listened to the episode you did with Del, and I have not had the chance to listen to the episode with Brad yet. Oh. Been working.
Working. Yeah, so everybody... Go back and listen to last year's discussion of It's a Wonderful Life. That's what I was going to mention.
It's good.
Yeah.
Watch it again.
I had to kick out that one because my mom listened to that and she had some opinions on it.
Do you watch The Christmas Story?
I used to like that one more. But I don't know. It just that you can't ever talk about it without. Like now, because everybody's talking about it.
I think TBS successfully killed that movie.
Yeah. And so then everybody just, like, does... There's the people that actually, like, enjoy the movie, and then they kind of laugh with you. And then there's people that just copy them and say the same things about the movie that they're supposed to, because they see the people that they respect or whatever say stuff about it. So then they just shout out memes at you. And this is, by the way, how I think Bill Murray became, you know... Beloved, you know, it's because people are like, yeah, I'm supposed to love Bill Murray, right? Chive.com. Anyway, I'm rambling.
Yeah.
Are we done with this episode then, Gina? Episode, part three?
Let's put a lid on it.
Put a lid on it, baby. Now we're done.